My childhood home in Oshkosh lay on the outskirts of town at the edge of a farmer's field. It was in and beyond this field that I would tromp and discover the mysteries of the world. How the corn would burst forth from the earth, grow tall, bear abundance, and then turn dry. And how the little creek that ran through it would swell and foam in the springtime rains. As I grew older, Oshkosh started to burst forth from its own boundaries. One day, a middle school appeared where the farmer's field had stood. At first, I was dismayed. How could a middle school just plop itself down in the middle of the silence? But soon I found that on my evening walks, I could go down to the school when it was dark and silent, and I could lie down on the school's warm blacktop, look up at the starry night sky, and in the middle of the parking lot, the mosquitoes wouldn't be so thick. There, where the stars twinkled and the moon shone and the corn stood tall and strong, I could dance under the heavens, totally obscured from any human eye, and the school building would keep my secret. I moved away from Oshkosh in Wisconsin and found a new home in the middle of Chicago, of concrete and traffic and strictly regulated flowers. While my mother stayed in Oshkosh, she moved from my childhood house and was no longer surrounded by corn. Actually, even my childhood home itself was no longer surrounded by corn, as a subdivision with new houses and curving roads formed a buffer between my old home and the wild, mysterious world. One day, a couple years ago, I went to a writer's workshop, an event that took place at a woman's house in the Madison area. It was an overnight event where we would stay at people's homes for the weekend. I was the only one who was struck that her new house ran up against a farmer's field. After dinner, I went for a night walk. And of course, I went right up to where the road met the field, and I listened to the rustling of the leaves and inhaled that unmistakable scent of corn. "Do you remember me?" I whispered to the stars and the moon, and to my surprise, tears instantly sprang at the back of my throat. More than half a lifetime had gone by. "Do you remember me?" I asked the corn. The stars twinkled and the moon shone, and the corn stood tall and strong. "Yes, of course," they whispered. "Welcome home." And so I danced.